So, this dead body, when a man dies, Dhira Satana Muniyat, those are Dhira. Dhira means sober. They are not serious. There are two classes of men, Dhira and Adhira. Dhira means those who are not educated. They know things as they are. So, Adhira means those who are uncontrolled. The poet Kalidas has described Dhira and Adhira, with reference to Lord Shiva. In his book Kumar Sambhu, so Dhira means a person who is not educated in spite of the form of education being present. There are so many causes of education. But a person, in spite of being persuaded by the cause of education, just like a young man, a young woman, when they are present, naturally they become educated. In the Shastra, it is saying, just like fire and butter. If you put butter before the fire, automatically it melts. Similarly, a woman is considered as fire, and the man is considered as butter. So this is matter. But a person who is not educated, he is called Dhira. So when a man dies, the man's relatives my father, my sister, my child. But if you become Dhira, then you are not Dhira. Just like your friend or your father moves from this apartment to another apartment, who is educated? No, that's not right. You are in this apartment, now you are gone to another apartment. And there is no question of education or being first. Similarly, one who knows the process of transmigration of the soul from one body to another, he is not educated, as the case of his friend earlier. He knows everything. And he knows where his friend has gone. With reference to the chakra, just as your friend has gone to India, how do you know? You know that he purchased a ticket for India, and he has gone to India. So there is no need of education. Oh, here is my friend. Similarly, when a man dies, one who is Dhira, here is special, the word is used, Dhira Satana Muniyati. Muniyati means spirit. That's like the spirit. The child is still changing body. The mother knows My carry was 6 inches long within my womb. When it came out, it's 12 inches long. Then, 13 inches, 14 inches, in this way, now 3 feet, 4 feet. The mother is not educated. The child is changing body. Similarly, if zero, one who knows the laws of self-migration of the soul, he does not lament that he based on his father. He knows that my father has now gone to second and third place. That also he can know. How? With reference to the shastra. Therefore, Vedanta Sutra says that you should see everything through the shastra. Shastra to pusha. Now there is one last step. He's teaching there is no need of shastra. There is no shastra, how can you make progress? Just like you are seeing the sun, baby, just like a beast. But if you prove it, the shastra you see, geography, then you understand the sun is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. So how do you know? You are not going to the sun's planet. But how do you know that it is 90 million miles away from your planet? And it is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. How do you know? Through the shastra, through the books. So, therefore you should see through the shastra, opposite the shastra. Book. What we are speaking about the moon planet, sun planet, or God, peace, alone, is by moon to local spiritual, like so many things we are talking. How we are talking? We are talking through the deity leaders. Because daily liberation is operative. According to Vedic civilization, we don't accept any book written by ourselves. We accept the authority of the Vedas. What is stated there in the Vedas, we accept. Without any argument. For example, there are many examples. One of the examples is that the Vedas say that if you touch the stool of an animal, even in your own stool, that is sister. In India it says that not in the cities, but in the villages, you see, two ordinary man, he goes to pass through in the field, and just after passing through he gets lost. That's the purified James school. That is happening in him. But in one place it is said that the stool of the cow is pure. Then to argue that one place you say that the stool of an animal is impure, even in your own stool, if you touch it, have to take blood, how is that? Another animal's stool is pure. This is superficially contradicted. But those who have fallen simply the Vedic principle, the reaction, that the stool of cow, the cow dung, is pure. Now, if you argue why it is pure, then you come to a modern chemical analysis and you find the cow dung is full of antiseptic powder. It has been examined in Canada by one doctor, Raymond Hope. Therefore, the basic invention is so perfect. we ordinary human beings, we have got four defects. First of all, we commit mistakes. In big, big mess, we commit mistakes. Because plain human, committing mistakes is not a disqualification. As a human being, he is prone to commit mistakes. Everyone has said. He has no ego. He has no omniscience. Similarly, a man is innocent. Innocent means, just like the example of innocence, is in my age, in the desert, or in very scorching heat, some of him you can find before your car, there is water. Reflect. So this is for illusion. There is no water. But if you are here, there is not much. The animals are wilder. They are thirsty. They go to the desert to drink water. There is water in the desert. This is for illusion. The mistake, the common mistake, to become illusion and to the propensity of cheating. Every healthy man is imperfect, but he is strong and just like person. That is called cheating. The so-called scientists, philosophers, they theorize it may be perhaps, what is this knowledge? Perhaps it's an intellectual knowledge. They definitely, but not even get right. The doctor is giving medicine, but it's not definitely sure whether the patient is dead or live. If you ask him whether the patient is going to live or that depends on God. Ultimately, depends on God. Although he is holding himself that upright is giving scientific medicine, if you are giving scientific medicine, why you are not here? This is called cheating. While he is not sure, he still is safe and happy. This is one defect. And of all these defects, there is sublime defect that our senses are imperfect. All of the same thing is like with our eyes, we see daily the sun, but we see just like it is. Due to our imperfect senses, we see the planet is 49,000 times bigger than this planet. We are seeing just like it is. That means we cannot see very distant place. Or mirrors, if you cannot see our eyes, which is just a smear over the eyes, patch, the patching material of the eyes, we cannot see. So we have to accept these things that we are prone to commit mistakes. We are illusions. We cheat. And our senses are impacted. Then how I can give you perfect knowledge? That is not possible. But if you accept the basic knowledge, just like I have given you the example, basic knowledge says sometimes contradictory, that the cow dung, the stool of an animal, is pure. And if you analyze, it is fine. The our process of acquiring knowledge is from within us. Vedas is the country only of wisdom. And what is the purpose of the Vedas? Why Vedic knowledge is perfect? Because it is spoken by God. God is perfect. And whatever it speaks, that is perfect. Therefore, God is called, God is good. all good. Whatever he does, whatever he speaks, everything is good. Perfect. So we are receiving knowledge of the transmigration of the soul. From God, Krishna, that will be perfect. He says, Dear Sadhana, after the death of a person, one should not be doing that. He should be real. He should be sober to know how things are happening. That is called knowledge. Now after the passing away of the soul from this body, how the soul accepts another body? That also you learn from the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. We can see with our material eyes this gross body, the gross body made of earth, water, fire, air, ether. But there is another body. What is that? Mind, intelligence, and ego. So you cannot see mind. We cannot see intelligence. Neither you can see ego. And what you see about the soul? The soul is three kinds. The dimension of the soul is mentioned in the Veda. Kesātva sarubhāvastha sarubhāva jīvasvacā. Just the tip of your hair is divided into 100 parts. And again take that 100 part and divide it again into another 100 parts. That means 1/10,000 part of the tip of hair is the length and breadth of the soul. So how you can see? You can simply perceive that there is soul and it is confirmed by the authorities of Veda. And how the soul passes from one body to another, that also you can hear how it is passing. The example is given, just like this, some good smell, flavor, is passing by the air. And you smell, you feel for a very nice smell. But you cannot see the smell. Neither the carrier of the smell. The carrier of the smell is the ear. And smell the still finer. But when it comes before your nose, the instrument, you understand that there is very nice flavor. You can experience, how you cannot see, you cannot touch. You cannot taste. So it is not that that sometimes things which are beyond the taste of our material senses, they are not existing. That is foolishness. We must accept that our senses are imperfect. So how we can understand everything by the taste of experimental knowledge? No. Therefore, things which are beyond your perception, you have to accept it by hearing from the authoritative soul. Just like another example. If you want to see who is your actual father, that is not possible to make an experiment with your father. There may be some experiments done. But if you ask your mother, how will it be? Mother, who is my father? The mother says, this is your father. You are better. You cannot find any experiment. Neither is it possible to understand how he is your father and the experiments are done. Then how can make experiment the Supreme Father God? That's not possible. Simply, you have to hear from the authoritative source. But you can make some experiments. But that is not very important thing. The important thing is to hear from the authorized person. That is why. That would be rather called Suti. Suti means oral text. You have to hear. Just like when you are speaking, all your other senses are not active. But here, if somebody is coming, your enemy, to harm you, and your friend says, Mr. Sutton says, wake up, wake up. So you can hear and you wake up and see that somebody is coming. But the ear is very important. Sroviyam Brahmanistam. Anyone who has heard perfectly from the Vishadi Satyajan of Spiritual Master, he perfects. Akadavan Pusa Vigda. Akadavan means Akadavan. Van means perfection. One who has perfected an authorized Spiritual Master. He knows. He knows. Vigda. He is big on his knowledge, no. So, the ultimate purpose of knowing, we are knowing things, so many things. There are hundreds and thousands. Minaram Santi Sahasra. Surukubhari Minaranda Minaram Santi Sahasra. Āpaśta-tāvāsa-dattam dhihi-kūdhya-mēdhinā. Those who are blind, āpaśta-tāvāsa-dattam, blind about understanding this soul, they have got many thousands and thousands of matter, subject matter for hearing. Useless. The human mind is meant for understanding what I am. I am quite poor. What is my relationship to me poor? That is the real purpose of human life. Otherwise, very cool, very shelter, very happy, very fair. These are the inquiries of the animals. The home also requires very school, very school, very school. The school teacher, he is also working hard. Very school, very school, very school. Very good, you think that very predictable task. To work hard day and night for finding out very school. This is false. So, at the present moment, the civilization is going on. Very food, very apartment, very cake, and very cigarettes. So these are the inquiries of the animals. They are also searching. Very food, very center, very cake, and very cigarettes. Ahara mitra bhayamaritana. The human life is meant for and praying. Where is God? Very human. Not very smooth. That is awful. So we should not encourage this false delusion. False delusion is to work hard day and night. To find out where is food, where is shelter, where is safe, and where is different. Wrong diagnosis. The human civilization means where is Brahma, the absolute soul. Bhava Brahma Nityanatha, that is Vedanta Sutta. Very important. But I am still there. So, personally, we do think personally of God and Krishna is the same. That is so dark matter. The fact the Antaram Prasthi. The Antaram Prasthi means dark matter in someone body to heaven. Jiva Sarpana. Those who are pure, sober, full of knowledge, they are not here. They are not perfect. Because we know that my father or brother in this thing, he said he is dead. It is he is not dead. This is God's body. This is quoting of the body. As God, it is old enough. Or by some reason, it is so, it is not unlike evil. Therefore, the soul has left this raw body and, but being carried by this sun body, mind, intelligence, in hope, he has gone to accept another soul. This is consciousness. Tathādhyānāṁ prāt. They said, Maharaj, no, my lady, who was on my lap, now as a boy, running. So she is not loving me. She knows that that's my child, same child. This thing comes from the boy. Similarly, we should not lament when a man dies. We should not die. Because Arjuna was thinking in terms of the body. In the battlefield, he was bewildered. But that, because the other time were all limits, then Krishna is giving the knowledge that those things that your father or your grandfather or your brother really and he's winning. No. Very simply, he will kill. Very simply, you can start forever. Better you want to act as your grandfather is possessing now an old body. If you kill your grandfather in the battlefield, because formerly the war was declared, not him declared. The war was also religious. So in the meaning of war, the Kshatriyas were fighting, not the Shudras, not the Brahmins, not the Vaishnavas. There were types of fighting. Not like this, when a Shudra is elected a president, he is not fighting, he is faithless, and he should be directing, you go and fight. Let me see. No. The king, Kshatriya, he is not caught in front of fight. That was right. If the king is killed by the opposite party, then it is declared that he has victory. No more fight. No more unless the king is another person. The aim was to kill the king. The king was on the front. The other party was also front. The king is fighting his king. And the soldiers are fighting with soldiers. So when the king is killed, then the other body is not killed. That was the process of war. Not that releasing atomic bomb from the sky and killing so many innocent people. That is not war. So, war is the core of principle. And it is a principle. That is called dharma yudha. That is not fighting. That is killing process, unnecessary, innocent man. That is not dharma yudha. That is irregular fighting. That fundamental flaw is not transcended by the Vedas. So he does not know the money of thee. Now you can say, I cannot see how my father has passed from this body to another body. That you have to know from the shastra. He does not know so many things. But if you read books, a bright book, then you understand things are there. The same example, but you do not know how big this sun planet is. But when you read books, scientific books, you understand that it is 1400,000 times bigger than the sun. Similarly, if you are in knowledge, then you can understand where your father has gone. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Who Brahmat Shanti Sattva Madhesh Shanti Lalasa Jahanna Bhavi Pitta Adho Vatshanti Tamasa. Then who Brahmat Shanti Sattva Sva? Those who are situated in Brahmin-like qualification, goodness, modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher primary system. You are, at modern times, you are trying to go to the higher primary system where you may sneeze. It is not possible. But if you place yourself in the modes of goodness, you can go to any higher primary system after Brahma Loka. Santi, Sattva. There are three planetary systems, three Loki. The higher planetary system is the middle planetary system and the lower planetary system. So we are at the present moment Bhuloka. Bhuloka, middle planetary system. Above this there is Bhumaloka. Among that there is Kalaloka, there is Jalaloka, there is Tapaloka, there is Mahaloka, there is Sattaloka, there is Siddhaloka, there is Brahmaloka. What do they name? No. The modern astronomers. They do not know. They do not know what is there in the moon planet. They do not know what is there in the sun planet, in the air, nothing. It seems that very much as proud. But if you read Vedas, you get all the information on the universe, not only the universe, beyond it. Beyond it. Parasatmasubhavanya, bhaktya bhaktya sanam. They never have made that, which is never annihilated. In this material nature, everything is a man. Buddha, Buddha, Kaviya. Here, just like your body is produced and started there by the father and mother. And it will be finished at the starting there. Similarly, this whole cosmic manifestation, this material form, anyone who is universal, they have been produced at the starting there, and they will be finished at the starting there. Everything will be finished. But then the other nation, where the planets are everlasting, they are called Vaikuntha Loka. Vaikuntha Loka, Vaikuntha means below the Kuntha, the Khan. Kuntha means angels. Here, we are full of anxiety. What will happen next? Fear, horror, when my death will take place, what will be the political situation, where shall I live, where shall I sleep, all right, put it like that. Anyone, bad, big, animal, human being, full of anxiety, because the material world is like that. You have to be full of anxiety. But there is another world where there is no anxiety. That is called Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. ณทำวิ่งที่เราต้องคุณท่าคุณทำนิสัยแข็งแกร่งก็ที่ที่พานะคำนี้เกิดคำที่ชาติคำนี้ได้คุณที่ because in the end enough to understand this chakra then our life is better in our life otherwise if we live like animals eating, sleeping, making and designing without any other knowledge which are best things to gain in this life or for God Pranad Mara says Pumara Vasari Prato Dharma 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 Akharam Tadati Adhuam He advises that from the very beginning of life Pumara Pumara means 5 years to 10 years This space, this span of life is called Pumara Pumara Dhumana Jara That's where we are reading here Pumara Dhumana Jara So Pumara means boy life So Pumara Adhari Prato Dharma Antara Dhani The human being He should learn about the Adhava Dharma From the beginning of his Pumara not that he is a child. When I can become old man, then I can read scriptures. No. Poma. From the body. Poma was a distraction. If one is actually having sense, of course the boy has no sense. It is the duty of the father and mother. To engage the child, God, from the beginning of his life, in the matter of devotional service, power. Fortunately, we got a very kind father. He engaged us in this devotional service from the beginning of our life. So it is the duty of every father Every stage, every group, every friend, every relative, how to engage the forest in spiritual life. Kumar was a good part. Sattva says, Pitara Prasya, Dharani Prasya. One should not become father, one should not become mother. Namo Jayaja, Kamuti Samitam. The father and mother duty to the children that this child has come to me in my own father. This is the last. He will have no more come to come back to the womb of mother. I will teach him in such a way that we deliver. That is the duty of the father and mother. If one father and mother is not able to coach and teach his children like that, how to get out of this entanglement of life like that, he should not become father and mother. That is real contradiction. I could not produce that as God. I could produce a child who will never come back again to another mother. He will do that again. He will go back to home, back to home. That is the duty of the father and mother. Not that produce cat and dog. And therefore, the world is in trouble. They are fighting like cats and dogs. Because cats and dogs have been produced and they have not been trained up. No brahmachari system, no vyastha system, no vanaprastha system. Therefore, the daily contents are absolutely different, which are facts from human society. Jātu Varna Maya system, Bhagavan of the heart. It's where everything in Bhagavad Gita. So, first of all, we have to understand that we are Philip's soul. Aham Brahmasmi, Brahma. I am not matter, I am Philip. Aham Brahmasmi. These are daily God. Soham, that is me, I am God. And God did, and five and five, shut up. And all of these inequalities. So I am also in Christ. Just like a drop of food and water, qualitatively, it is the same. It is half of water and the sea. But now the drop of water is equal to the half. Similarly, in quality, so hum, and that means, the Supreme God, as He is in quality, I was the same in quality. So hum. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am not this matter. I am free soul. These are the knowledge. So when one comes to that knowledge, Brahma Bhuta, now we are not Brahma Bhuta, Pratika Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta, the exact one. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, the Ayurveda Bhaja Teja. The world is being maintained by the Jiva Bhuta, the living entity. Just like this city of Manila is very important. So long the living entities are there. If there are no living entities, nobody will prepare to purchase the whole land in part, hardly. What do you do? It is dead matter. The dead matter has no value. It is valuable so long we utilize it in different parts. Otherwise it has no value. A nice mobile car. It's nice making. First class, it has value so long it is still by living in it. And I would care for it. No regret. Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava Upayasam. Therefore, matter, however valuable it may be, it is inferior to the spirit. The spirit is superior energy of God. Matter is inferior. So the material energy is external energy, and you are trying to become happy by attracting this external energy. That is, suppose in this life you earn lots of money, make a big plan, and have a very nice life-covered dream, and good lady, and friends, and position, that's nice. But when you leave this body, you do not know what you are going to become. Suppose, theoretically, you become next life, exact in the same life-covered dream, then what is it going to be? And then possible. Because your next body will be annihilated by nature. According to your heart, according to your mind, intelligence. So, you may have a very good bad balance and try to cover genius and doesn't come out of that. But you have created your mind just like cat and dog. Then you are getting the body of a cat and so on. The most consequent will be allowed, because you have got attachment for this type of feeling, you will be allowed to be there as a cat. This is the law. So, if you are waking up Christ In the business of cats and dogs and horses, just try to understand how much loss you are suffering. The Krishna consciousness moment is giving you information. Don't be a loser. Become a gainer. Thank you very much.